he has a lot on obviously yearnings. Let me first take up just to start with a few minor things that I mentioned in my Mara Mekaymos just a minute. Where is this? And he discusses the claims that some Oilam use it. And he described, I only saw it once, I think, at the Brisk. That I don't know exactly how it works, but apparently there are two types. The reason why some Oilam use a clam is they claim that with the clam after the Brisk, there's less bleeding and the wound heals faster. That's the basic idea. Now, what one is called, what they call the, he calls it the Gamke clam, which was known, and then the other one is called the Moge, which is like a god. And the basic chilik, the way it is, he describes it here in great detail, if you want to know, maybe Rabbi Zilman later on, I don't know if he will not discuss it, you can ask him specifically what the clam does. He gives you a pretty good description of Kuratinsky. The main thing is this. With the Gamke clam, they first make an incision, a minor incision, in order to put on the clam, and then it makes it that b'shaati after the bris milah, the child doesn't feel anything, and then kimat no dam comes out. But in order to put on that clam, it's apparently very painful to the child, and he describes over here. People who see the moil put on the clam, they become like disgusted. It's like torture for the child. So many those moilim that do use it, whatever reason they have to use it, they usually put on the clam before everyone comes in, and then they bring in the child like ready made, everything looks fine and smooth, and then they make the bris milah. The main problem in both these clams is this, especially at the Gamke clam, is since the shasti actual chituk, the actual milah, sometimes no dam comes out. This is what they say. He says this is a fact. I asked Rabbi Zilman once. He says that's exactly what I've heard. Namish no dam comes out, and we already learned, and that's what Rav Moshe has in his tshuva when he discusses the clams. Remember, I showed you a Rashi in the Kuf Lamed Dalet, the bottom Rashi, that hatatas dam bris is a mitzvah. So anyway, Achrayim bring Rayis. The best Rayis is this Rashi with that Gemara with Rav Nosi. That a bris without a tapas dam bris is no bris. You see that Rav Moshe says in the Shuvah, the best Rayis is, you see, whenever you have a possible bris, a great desert or something, whatever happens, what do you do? You make a tapas dam bris. So obviously, a tapas dam bris is part of the mitzvah of bris. So to make a bris where there is no dam is the chisorim and the etzem bris. Rav Pirotinsky raises another shayla concerning the clans. This Lechayr is a very good shayla, especially about the Gamke clan that he called. What they do is like this. They first make a minor incision, not the bris itself, in order to put on one part of the milah, and then they put on the clam, and then they make, and then the Shat Maitre child doesn't feel anything. He says, maybe during the week if they do it, alright. But on Shabbos, he says, this may be through Shabbos. Why? Because the first time, the first incision, is not really the Torah's milah. It's only in order to be able to put on the clam. And that's not the milah itself, only milah is the Shabbos. The first incision that they make, is a chaburah, which is not part of the mindful milah, and that may come under Chilul Shabbos. But the real reason why Rabbanim asked using the clam is because there is no hatapas dam bris. There's no dam pasha. That's what Rav Moshe says. And also Rav Henkin, in his Eidus Yisrael, spells it out right. Rav Henkin doesn't explain why. He just says you shouldn't use it. Rav Henkin only says in case a moel finds himself in a situation where the family insists on using a clam. So he says, don't let the doctor do it, the moel should do everything. So I didn't understand the logic behind it. But Henkin says in Eidus Yisrael that the doctor does it, and he does everything, and then the moel only makes the actual milah, most he says, the stomach of the milah. He doesn't explain why. Therefore, he says, if you find yourself in a situation where the family will tell you, unless you make the bris with the clan, we do not want it, or someone else will do not the kumayit, then he already says it's better that the moral does everything, rather than allowing the doctor to do it. He doesn't explain, but that's what Rav Henkin was a big poysek. Rav Moshe also writes in his tshuvas that he didn't attend the bris where a clan was used. If he would ask in certain cases where he was suspected that they may use a clan, he wanted, because he held it's the wrong way of making a bris, and he was against it. At one time they gave out an issue against it. The Moyalim use it usually in hospitals where they deal with mainly irreligious yidden. And I don't know if it's used in similar circles. I have not seen it in a long, long time. Only once was I at a bris where a clan was used. Now, the other one, the Mogen clan, which is not painful to this, a little bit painful, he says, that's already a better one, I'll feed in. There he says the only problem with the Mogen is that it still may cause too much pain, unnecessary pain for the child at the moment when you put it on. And again, the reason why both clans are used is that afterwards, they claim, it heals faster and there's less flow of them. But the mindset, it's better to stay away from both. And that's what he says, and that's what the Moshe says in this truth. But on the clans, I don't have much, because it's technical, I don't know exactly, as I said, I don't know exactly how it works, I only saw it once, and just what he describes and what Jeff Zimmerman once told me how it works, so I understood what I just told you before. What is the time?
I have a problem.
That what?
Down.
Yeah, but that's exactly that's what I mentioned. The sound, that's exactly the sound of it. In many cases, there is no dam. The other problem is, Rav Piotrowski points out very well. With the first clan, not the Mogen, there's mamish, very terrible pain for the child. He has a whole description. He's a loyal monk. I mean, he mouths thousands of children. I mean, he knows. I mean, he writes a little bit like, he makes fun of it. He says he knows many more than who use it. When they discovered how much pain and how much crying there is from the child, they do it before everyone comes. So when then they bring in the child as if nothing happens and everything looks nice and smooth. But it's really not so. Anyway, this is one thing. Now, the other point, so again, about the clans, it's a technical point. If you want to know more information, or to ask Rabbi Zimmerman when he comes later on, he will tell you exactly, and he's well acquainted with them. Now, what I want to discuss is the problem of making Mila and Priya the Bas Achas in one shot. This many Moyalim do it. Even among the Chumsa circles, they today many Moyalim make Mila and Priya the Bas Achas. Now, why is it a problem altogether? So, let me just tell you, there's no big lumpus involved, but I'll tell you what the problem is, just a second. See, the Rambam and also the Mechaber in Hilchos Mila, when they describe the actual Maaseh Mila, just a minute, let me find it, it's in Perek Beis, right? Just a minute. In Perek Beis, so why do I always lose that it's Hilchos Mila? Oh, here, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. Ketzat Moyhalim, Choyskin es kol ha'or ha'mchates ha'tore. They cut off the whole skin that covers the ha'tore. Ad shet es gale kol ha'tore. Until the whole ha'tore is revealed, the achakach, and afterwards, Poyrin es ha'kchum, you remove and you uncover the kum, that membrane on top, harach shalamatam in ha'or, that you poyrin with your fingernails. You go like both ways. At sheyira psar ha'atara, until you see the psar ha'atara, and then the achakach moitzei tefamilu. Then you make matitza. At sheyetei hadam limkoy moitzei choykin, until you take out all them even from the distant places. Kedei shelo yover lidei sakana. But matitza I'll discuss later on. So if the Mechaber quotes this lashon Rambam verbatim. So literally the Rambam describes Mila first, the Acharka Priya, and so there are two things in this Rambam. Number one, the description is first comes Mila, then comes Priya, two different acts. Second, the Rambam also mentions that they make Priya with the Tzipporen, with your fingernails. And Achronim say there's a medrash like this. A number of medrashim that Priya should be done with the fingernails. So here, so the Derech Klal for a long time, until I don't know exactly when it began changing, Moyalim did Mila first, like the Rambam, two different acts, one after the other. However, later on, some Moyalim began doing Mila, Priya, Vatachas. The advantage of doing it is very positive. It goes faster, and there's also less bleeding, and it heals faster. So the problem was, many Rabbanim were against it, but they felt that the Rambam and the Mechaber say this is the way Mila should be done. So this is part of the mitzvah of Mila. This is the Masoret of Mila, and you cannot change it. So this is exactly the problem. The problem is when the Rambam and the Mechaber put down this din. Is this a din? In other words, that this is how it has to be done? Or the Rambam and the Mechaber are simply describing the way it's done, but not that this is a din. What's the Shaila? The Shaila is like this. Priya basically, as Rashi says in the Gemara in Shabbos, Rabbi Nechananel, Priya really means to uncover. See, Mila means to cut. Priya means to uncover that the Psar HaTorah should be seen, as the Rambam himself says. So maybe if the idea of Priya is to uncover and Mila is the act of cutting, so as long as you uncover it, what's the chilek whether you do it with Mila and Priya Bebasachas or first Mila then Priya? So this is the Shaila. Is the Rambam here telling you a din, a doctor, but this is the Maisha HaMila, it consists of first Mila and then Priya? That's the Masoret of Priya. Oh no, the Rambam is just describing the way it was done. But if you do the Bebasachas, it's just as good as long as you uncover the Psar HaTorah. And this became a machlokes among Rabbanim. I don't know exactly when it started. Rabbi Rav Piotrowski goes through it, and he quotes many Rabbanim, especially in our times. He quotes very late Rabbanim who discussed this. And anyway, Rav Moshe also has it in the Shuvah, from Simon Kufnun Hay, he has a Shuvah where he's Matirit. And many Rabbanim are Matirit. And the reason is very crushing. The Kashi is, if the Rambam and the Mechaber have it, no matter how you learn, if it's the Rambam and the Mechaber, and how can your family change? So Rav Moshe already quotes that they had from Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon, there is a tshuva from Rav Haigon on this, where he already discusses that the old minhag was to make Mila and Priya Bebasachas. Rav Haigon actually describes the way it was done in his community. And then Rav Moshe, I don't have the time to go over this, Rav Moshe puts a Yerushalmi in Rav Elazar ben Mila on the Mishnah on Kuf Lamed Gimel, on Kuf Lamed Zayin rather. That he's Medayek from a Yerushalmi, in the times of the Yerushalmi they already made Mila and Priya Bebasachas. So therefore you cannot say that today they're changing the whole Nahus of the Meister Mila. On the contrary, it used to be done like this, and therefore as long as you have an Akedah from Gemaras or from Rishonim or from Midrashim that Mila and Priya was done Bebasachas, Therefore, what the Rambam says is looked upon like, not that this is a din, but the Rambam is just describing the way it was done in his time, but it's not a din that this is the only way to make Priya. And therefore, Mila and Priya can be done Bebasachas. And Rav Piotrowski here quotes, and I remember once Rav Zimmerman told me the same thing. I mean, he happens to be, I mean, I live, we live on the same street. He got Rav Zimmerman was the moel of all my children, so he told me that what they do is this, basically like he does Mila and Priya Bebasachas. But if you look carefully, you'll find they usually leave over a little bit of skin at the end. As they make Mila and Priya, they have a special keli which makes it possible to make Mila and Priya Bebasachas, but they leave a little bit of skin. And that little bit of skin, they with their fingernails, to be Mekayim the minhag of the Rambam. That in case some approaches, the Rambam does say that Tzipporen, and the end is this, you should know, that the minhag Yisrael for many years was like this. Therefore they are Yotzei both. They don't, for safety reasons, Mila and Priya Bebasachas is much better. And based on Rav Haigoin, who brings down the whole mind surface, they paskin like this. But still, in case the Rambam should have meant that it's a din, therefore, by leaving over a little bit and then using your fingernails to push it in, this is what they do for the eight of those days. And Ramayshim first mentions it, but that's a good way of doing it, and you cannot even pass it on this. This is, in a nutshell, see, if you look through in Rav Pirotinsky's Sefer, and the Sefer HaBris, he gives you the whole history of it. An interesting, he quotes, he Mamish collected from all kinds of Moyalim from hundreds of years ago. And finally, until the Shuvah of Rav Moshe, he has everything you want. Alfi Kabbalah. It's true, he says, in Kabbalah, Svarim, they write a lot about making Tchiyah with the Sepharim. Based on the Midrashim, he discusses the significance. All these things, if you're interested, I do not have, it's not really pure halakha. You will, yeah, I'm just Marimok, as the Minchat Chinuch always says, Marimok, Manimok. If you want to know all the information and everything else, it begins on that Reish Vav in the Sefer HaBris, and you know, it's a few pages. He writes very clearly, very interestingly. Now, the main problem that I want to discuss now is Metzitzah. These two shaylos that I mentioned just now, these are common things that go on in many Brisim today. The clam problem and the Nilut. So again, about the clam, it's better not to use the clam. But the effort to use the clam, as long as dam comes out, he uses it. You know, they admit. I mean, no one says otherwise. The question is, should you use it like a pillar? And again, if there is no dam, then it's a chisaron in the hatap of dam. Even though he quotes of it, the Chazonish apparently has, he doesn't discuss the clam, but the Chazonish claims that Hatapas Tamriz does not mean mamish where the blood comes out, but as long as like the blood freezes, that's good enough. Then it may be, you may have find it even a cooler in this, but the Chazonish is a tremendous kiddush that the Chazonish should say. He quotes the Chazonish, I looked it up because the Chazonish does say it. Anyway, that's now, Metzitzah B'Peh is a very serious problem, especially today. This I want to discuss a little bit more, because what I'm going to say about Metzitzah B'Peh also has bearing on the two other shaylos. But in a way, they are at least cousins in the shaylos. Let me tell you, before I go to the Rambam, the Gemara has written that Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Now, the Mishnah already mentions Metzitzah. The Mishnah that Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph states, Oisin Kol Toch Enilu V'Shabbos Moihalin U'Poirin U'Moitzitzin V'Noisnin Oleo Istalanes U'Chmoin. They used to apply a certain ointment, certain medicine, right after. So it mentions Nilu Tchiyu Metzitzah. Then the Gemara that Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. This is a very short Gemara. I want to go over this Gemara with you because I want to discuss, this is it's not a very serious problem, also there's a lot of lumdasi involved too. The Gemara says as follows, Moitzitzin, Amar HaPotra, Hai Umna Dolei Mayit, a Moa that does not make Metzitzah, Sakonavim, he's endangering the child, V'Avrinana, you remove him from being a Moa. So the Gemara says, Pshita, Midako Machal Shabbat, or Sins, Yimachal Shabbos, for Metzitzah, the Mishnah says, Oitzitzin, Kol Toche, Mila V'Shabbos, Mila Priya Metzitzah, so it's a sakana. So what's the chiddush, of course? So the Gemara says, "Mama, the same haidam mitzget pocket." Kamash mamam chibur el nefer. The Gemara, no, I'm not going to get involved now in the lumdus of Shabbos. The Gemara, the havamina would have been that the tzitzah is not even the chabura, and there's no chiddul Shabbos involved. It's kamash mamam. No, even when you make the tzitzah, you are making a chabura because you are drawing out the dam through the tzitzah. So it is a chabura, and therefore a mechal no shabbos. Well, in the Gemara, the Dulia de Espalana Sukhmoin, the Gemara here says, we equate Metzitzah to these medicines, to Kmoin Espalana. These are special ointments and medicines in time of the Gemara. Ma Espalana Sukhmoin, Kiloy Ovid Sakana. If you don't apply these medicines, it's a Sakana for the child. Apochinami, Kiloy Ovid Sakana. Here also, if you don't do it, it is a Sakana. So notice, the Gemara specifically says that Metzitzah, why do we make Metzitzah? In order it should not be a Sakan. The Gemara specifically said that, you'll see this is a very important reason, Sakan. The Rambam, the same Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, the Afrika, the Afrika Moitzet Tamila, Ad she yetzei hadam min koin mois gechoikim. The Rambam adds this. The Rambam says the purpose of Mitzitza was to draw out the blood, not only from the immediate area of the mirror, but from the other places. Kedei shelo yobo yidei sakon. In order not to endanger so sakon. V'chol mi she'en emoitit ma'viru noisoi. And then the Rambam says, you apply this k'moin l'ispanan. Oiretia, okay, yoitza then, or something else. The Gemara has a whole discussion how they made their k'moin l'ispanan. This man ha-Gemara, they had a special way of doing it. The Gemara even tells you my sister, and Kufla Magdalit, if you went through it, and we not blocking how to do it. Anyway, like the Rambam says, you can use other medicines too. It's a type of ointment. Today they use ointment. Alright. Gauze they have, and so on. So here, the problem is this. The emes is, for I don't know how long, Mitzitza was always under test. Right after the bris, the mogul would literally suck out the dam from the mina. This is Rav Piotrinsky has such an arichus on this, whatever you want, he quotes. And he quotes both opinions, those that are machmir, the dafkin Mitzitza the prayer, and those that are maple. I mean what I'm saying now, I don't take from him, but he has everything came up. But he already brings often the rayas from Medrashim and from Rishonim who say often that Avada Gemara and Tzitzit was down the path. But then about 200 years ago, that's when it first came up. The shaila was whether must you make Tzitzit a path or not. And this was known already. The shaila was asked already to the Samsaita. Now we do not have it in the Tshuvah Samsaita. A Talmud of the Samsaita, Rabbi Lozor Horowitz, he was wrought in Vienna. He was a Talmud of the Samsaita. We have a Sefer Yad Eliezer, where he quotes his shaila and the Tshuvah by the Samsaita. He was a recognized Gadol B'Yisrael at the time. What happened was there was a mohel in Vienna who was used for many years, and once what happened was he was one of few children, and they all became very sick, some died, and it was determined that he had a certain disease, and the doctors determined that it came from him. He infected the children, and they claimed it came from the Tzitzit of Pell. That was the context. So anyway, this Rav Lozor Horowitz himself began looking into who must make the Tzitzit of Pell. And he himself was inclined not to, but he writes to his Rebbe, the Samsaita, asking, because I know it's a new thing, and Chodesh also Menatheza, he doesn't want, he's not big enough to introduce such a new concept in Israel. And he asked the Samsaita to tell him, he writes his own view on it, the Drayas, but he says, unless you tell me that this is Mutta, I will not do it. He himself was inclined that instead of Mitzitza to play, you can use a gauze, a sponge, whatever draws out the dam. And the Samsaita agreed with him. It's a short shiva by the Samsaita. Basically what the Samsaita says is this. The Samsaita says the word mitzmotzei has two meanings in Tanakh, and he calls psukim and medrashim and gemaras. Either mitzitza means to suck out, like that would mean the pet, or mitzitza means to squeeze out. Lav dafke and there are many, like by in Vayikra you have there, it means obviously Rashi in Shabbos also says, doesn't mean to suck out with your mouth, it just means squeeze out any way you can. And he brings many rayas, and he concludes that the real meaning of Mitzitza is not the peh, but any way that the dam comes out in Koymas HaRechoyim. And therefore he says, if the children got sick because of this mohel and you are afraid to make Mitzitza the peh mamish, you can use what he calls smartutim. It means gauze or sponge or whatever they use. Something that draws out the dung. And the Samsaita writes, he says as follows. Mitzitza the pair is not, the word the pair is not mentioned in the Gemara. And it's not mentioned in the Rambam nor in the Shulchan Aruch. They all use the word, it was always understood like this. But he says, even, that Samsaita goes further. He says, even if the word Mitzitza the pair would appear in the Gemara, since the Gemara says the reason why we make Mitzitza is because of Sakana, therefore, if that's the reason, so therefore any way you draw out the blood which removes the Sakana is good enough. Because the Gemara says it's only because of Sakana, which is Mashma, Metzitza is not part of the Maisa Mila, of the Mitzvah Mila. It's only because of Hakana. Just like you see the Gemara compares it to Tmain and Espelanis. Why was Tmain and Espelanis applied? Because of the Refuah. So this also, as long as the dam comes out, it's good enough. And therefore he says, even if the Mishnah had mentioned the word Akeh, it would still be okay to use other means, because the basic reason is Hakana. Especially so, he says, since in the Mishnah and in the Gemara specifically, the word Akeh does not appear, therefore, about the givers, you could use it. That some say, if you look in the Tshuva by the Rabbah, he doesn't say that this is like only, he's only martyred in this case. He simply says it's okay. He only says what you should ascertain is from doctors whether using a sponge or a gauze or whatever you use can really do the job. So that you have to make sure. But if the doctors will tell you that it does the job, then you can use it. And this, afterwards, this Rabbi Lozer Horowitz instituted this minhag in Vienna. So this is already, it's close to 200 years ago. And it's none other than the Chassidim who already put down this stuff. Now, it so happens, after this Rabbi Lozer Horowitz began using it, there became a tumult against it. Many Rabbanim came out against it. And he, of course, defended himself by quoting his Rebbe. The Chassidim was acknowledged, if not the biggest, certainly one of the biggest poskim. So the one that specifically argued on the Samseifa was Rabbi Yaakov Etzinger, the Oruch Menel. He was younger than the Samseifa. And I'll tell you the problem. The problem was really twofold. It wasn't that in the Tzitzur. At that time, the Maskilim, this is a historical fact, the Maskilim made a drive to abolish the Tzitzur altogether. Some of them wanted to abolish Mila. But the Vazoyvai, they didn't go. But Metzitza, they looked upon it like a barbaric act. And therefore, there was a whole movement to abolish, especially Metzitza. And some even preached against Mila altogether. But most of them, Mila, all right, but Metzitza, they wanted to do away with. So one problem was, they wanted, number one, to do away with Metzitza. And they went for the religious reasons. They said, well, they knew this Gemara. They were learning Maskilim in those days. And they said today there is no Sakana. And Pakeret, they brought rayas from some cases where Moyalim infected the children. It could happen, look, sometimes the Moyal is sick and makes a bris and the child is infected. So therefore they said today you don't need it altogether. Doctors say that the times have changed and today there is no Sakana. Now Rav Yaakov Etzinger knew this, that those that scream against the Tzitzur Repair, their objective is to abolish Metzitza altogether. And he was one of those that fought reform very much. They were dealing with reform. So, he has a whole, he has two tshuvas. You have it in on the side in there. And where he, number one, establishes Radagos Metzitza is very important, and it must be that in Metzitza Repair. He also brings many values. He claims basically like this, that the word Metzitza, he goes through a whole digbook. It depends. He points out the following. Here, the word moitzitzin is used. He makes a chilek if the shayrash is mem tzadik tzadik, or it's noche lamet hei, from mem tzadik hei. So he says, mem tzadik hei, if it comes from this, then it means to squeeze out. But if it says moitzit, he brings rayas that moitzit means the pe. Look up the rayas yourself. Yes?
He's pointing to the Samsoifer. I mean, was he saying that this is a. Once he brought all these wires, was he saying that it doesn't make a difference? He's saying that the end is okay.
No, he doesn't say that it doesn't make a difference. He says that in the Tshuva of Samsoifer, he says it's okay, period. He doesn't say that Katzchila, but the Evet. Actually, he doesn't spell out this point. I want to be exact. But the Mashmoit of Samsoifer is that you may just do it. It's true, he was talking in a case where children got sick as a result of Metzitza Repair. So some may want to argue he was only matir when their children are sick. But the Samsefer, it's true, that's the case. But the Samsefer, when he's matir, does not seem to be matir as an exceptional case. He simply says the word Metzitza does not mean repair. It means as long as you squeeze it out any means. Yes?
This is the case with the Maskilim
and... Wait. I'm coming to that. Meir Rav Yaakov Etzinger, he writes openly about it. He says, he writes to this Rabbi Lezer Horowitz. He says, you are, you are if once you make a change from a tzitzit to a peh, to make a tzitzit, it says the result is you are giving in to the pressure of the maskilim, of the reform, and you'll see they really want to abolish the tzitzit altogether. And he claims as follows, that which doctors say, that today is different and we should listen to the doctors or the halacha. So he brings asking, he asks very good questions, what we do, so all Hilchos Tefach by the Hamas. We have a bunch of Hilchos Tefach, the Yutchas Tefach. Now if you ask medical doctors about these Yutchas Tefach, Mithama, he says, doctors will not tell you that these are Tefach and these endanger the Hamas. Yet the halacha is the halacha, and in many cases you don't listen to doctors. Now he has a whole shuva on this point, that in certain cases the halacha prevails over what doctors say. And Rabbi Lozor Horowitz, and the front page also says it, no, you see when it's on Yom Kippur, if you want to know if a patient can eat or not, you ask a doctor. Many Chayvei Chisus, a doctor will determine, so he says if you believe a doctor for these inyonim, you also believe a doctor, if the doctors say that there will be a sakana by making mitzitzah repair, and so on, so you believe the doctor. So from Sefer, by the way, says often in this tshuva, that all you have to determine from the doctors is that using a sponge or something else will really do the job of taking out the dust. Rabbi Yaakov Etzlinger also claims that since it's up in the Mishnah, and as he proves, the word mitzitzah with two tzaddiks means the pair, because we have no right to abolish up in the Mishnah. So the basic focus is how do you translate what you're teaching? Does it mean to suck out or does it mean to draw out? Any way you can. And then there is another Lamda Shishaila involved over here, which has to be raised, and which some Achronim raised in connection with this. Is Metzitza only because of Sakana, as the Gemara says, or is it Mamish Echelek of the Mindsamim? So I said, Altipashtus, the Gemara only says Hakama. It does not mention anything else. And many after that, some say that it repeats this, the Ksoit says it, when he discusses what I once mentioned, Machoikas, the Shach, and the Ramor, whether you can make a Shriach for the Mitzvah of this Mila, Agatulka, he mentions Metzitza, and there he says, the Shach Paskin, that a father should make his own list, there's no Shriach by Mila, he shouldn't be Mechabed anyone. So the Ksoit at the end says, however, the Mitzvah you can ask someone else to, because the Mitzvah is not part of the Mitzvah, it's only for the poor, and therefore that you may do. So the Ksoit often says in Afkinina between Mitzvah and Mila and Priya, Mila and Priya is part of the Mitzvah, like the Mishnah says, Mol v'lei para, kilo le mol. But Mitzvah it doesn't say. So only Mila and Priya is part of the Mitzvah. But Mitzvah is only because of Sakana, because of Ratua, and therefore, even if you don't do it, it's not Miyakit. However, there are some who claim that Mitzvah is part of the Mitzvah. So really, it's against the Gemara doesn't say it. Well, so let me tell you what the problem is. So the Afkoladi, in the times of Kabbalah, the whole of this, here in his Shuvah, here that he goes through it, and he says very well, you see, the Gemara compares it to Kmoin and Espimanis. Now today we don't use Kmoin and Espilanus, we use other things. So really his time is just like Kmoin and Espilanus changed, and the Gemara specifically compares Mitzitzah to Kmoin and Espilanus. So just like that, since it's only for Ratua, so what's the chilek? What kind of Ratua do you use? So also Mitzitzah shouldn't make a chilek. Now Mitzitzah you make, but how you make it, as long as the dam is drawn out, that's good enough. So Rabbi Yaakov Etzlinger answers him, that's not a raya. On this point, Rabbi Yaakov Etzlinger is absolutely correct. There's a big chiddush. Kmoin in Espilanus, he says, is obviously only for refuah. So of course, if not this ointment, use a different ointment. But Mitzitzah, no matter how you look upon it, is connected to the Mila itself, and maybe since the Mishnah mentions this, so we have to be more makbid. That doesn't change. However, Rabbi Lozor Horowitz brought another beautiful value that you may, even if the old minig was to make Mitzitzah b'peh, you do not have to do it anymore. The Mishnah in Kuf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis has a whole sugya machitzin esakotin on Shabbos. Their minig was, after the Mila they used to wash the child with warm, with hot water. There's a whole sugya even on Shabbos, you tell it through a goy, you know all this, but it's a Mishnah, gone to sugya. Yet the Bais Yosef quotes that we don't do it anymore. Already in the Bais Yosef's time, I don't know exactly when it started, they do not And today also, you don't see after a bris, they should take hot water and wash the tongues. So the Rosh Yosef indicates that like Ishtanu Hatikun, that at one time they thought that washing the child with hot water is a refuah for it, and then they saw it wasn't necessary, so it's not, you don't have to do it anymore. So here, so the Rosh Yosef says it. And the Maishan, if you don't do it. So Leila Rabbah Zahorah said, look, Mardoch Rechitzim. And you see the Gemara, the whole Sugya, to do how to heat up water on Shabbos. And there's a whole Sugya. And yeah, and this was done, the Gemara Gemara. Yet, when the Bas Yosef said that when they realized that the child can be healed otherwise, they stopped doing it. So Metitza Lepeh, which is also according to the Gemara only because of Sakana, if today we can eliminate the Sakana through some other way, you also do it. See, this is a very strong raya, because you see, it's not just like Shmoinus Bananas. See, Shmoinus Bananas, the Gemara, and the Mishnah mentions, this, the Gemara itself tells you, they just use the medicine. But you see, Rechitza, if you read the Sugya, it was mashma like, this was part of the procedure of making a bris. So if you see that Rechitza that come in became bottled because time, because it nishtanu hatiru, you know, the Ramor, the Rishonim, the Rashbolev, he says, there are many medicines in times of the Gemara that we don't use today. Why? Because they simply don't work anymore. So, and also the Rashbol gives the other reason, we do not know how to make those medicines exactly. You know the whole sugya. So the Leila, because of these, of this raya, he said, even if the Mishnah meant Metitza Lepeh, and it doesn't say the word Lepeh, we would have a right to change it, since Lemaisa, there is a Sakana, that if the Moel makes Metitza Lepeh, he may infect the child. Now, just a second. I want to point out the following. Even though it's a chiddush, l'chayra, what do they do with the Gemara? I, the Gemara, how can anyone say that Metzitza is part of the mitzvah? If the Gemara specifically says it's because of Sakana, so all these are pointing my rights. So I saw Rav Piotrinsky quotes a Levush. The Levush seems to say that it's part of the mitzvah. You know, I found a chiddush haran on Shabbos. On this sugya in Tuk Lamet Yimok, where the Chiddush Haran has a topic on this. Let me read you this Chiddush Haran. Listen to this. On the Mishnah in Tuk Lamet Yimok, the Haran has a follow. Now the Gemara has a whole sugya that as long as you didn't finish the bris, like Silek of Yodah, the Gemara calls it, so you can be hosted even on Tzitzin She'enon Me'akfe Nesamilah. So the Haran says as follows. The Haran says, as long as you are involved in tzorchem in kibbutz and chatichasa, upriasa priya umtitzata in the mechita, loy mikri pirech. That means you didn't finish yet. The kula tzorch milin. They all tzorch milin. Aval in sila yadam eacham. If you start at the mechita, that's called pirech. But he says, "Tmoinen is belanis." That's too late. Now, if you did the mila, the priya, and the matitza, even though you did not apply yet the kmoinen es bilanis, the medicines, it's already the maisa mila is finished, and then you cannot go back to tzitzin she'enon me'akfen. Then, so until now, the Ran indicated he put together the matitza together with mila and priya. That's called the maisa mila, tzorche mila. Then the Ran says, the apila b'matitza asma yesh l'ayin. Maybe I have a topic. The Chol Shepara Harisiyam Tzor Chemila. The Chora, after the Tchia, the Tzor Chemila are finished. The Dilmon HaMetitza Mikro Refua. Metitza is called Refua. The Lord Tzor Chemila, the Tzor Chemila. At the end, the Ran has a topic. Is Metitza called Tzor Chemila? Or is it called Refua, the Tzor Chemila? And Makinin Higgins is, since the Gemara says, as long as Lo Tzilek as Yodai, you may go back to Tzitzin She'enon Me'akvin. So at which point is it called Silek Yodai? According, initially he said, until after the Metzitza. He called Metzitza Tzorche Mila. And at the end he's in a Supik and remains with the Tzorche Mila. So already it's a Rishon. Achrayim said it on their own, they didn't have the Ran. But you see the Ran already had a suffix. Oh, so how will they learn the Gemara? So Mestama, so already I forget which one. I think the Maram, Rav Pirotinsky, I think quotes the Maram Sheik or others. They learned the Gemara like this. When the Gemara says that Metzitza is the cause of Sakana or Refua, the Gemara doesn't mean that's the only reason. But the Gemara meant it like this. See, the Russian HaMishnah in Tuf Lamed Gimel is this. And that's Mustama where the Ran took his suffix from. The Mishnah begins in Kuplam Gimel Amud Aleph. Oisin kol tov chenila b'shabbos. Moyalin u'poirin u'moytetzim. So the Mishnah really begins kol tov chenila, and it includes Mila, Tchiyah, and Metitza. So technically in the Lashon Mishnah, the term tov chenila was applied to Metitza as well. That's where the Ran Mustama. But in the Gemara, when they give the reason, they mention Sakana. So they learned like this Mustama. That Metzitza is Tzolch Yamila is stated in the Mishnah. The Gemara is only adding, besides being Tzolch Yamila, it's also a Sakana, and therefore if it's a Sakana and the Moral refuses to do it, you have to remove it. And then the others, I don't have the time to go through it. See, others already explained the times of the Samsoita. That those that wanted to change, not to make Metzitza the test, that on Shabbos you shouldn't do it altogether. But since today there's no Sakana, they claim, and the Gemara says, why do we allow you to do it on Shabbos? Because it's Milo Day for Shabbos. That's only when there is a Sakana. If they claim that today there is no Sakana, you should have to do it, then you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Rather, the Parash is so, by the way, and the Mishnayos, and this Mishnah, has a whole discussion on this, on the Sikh Rafesh, where he also mentions the Svar of not doing it on Shabbos. But he concludes, though, that the Rebbe Solomon was a very knowledgeable person, not only in Chokmas HaTorah. He knew a lot about science and other things. And he concludes to make Mesitza, he's even in favor of making Mesitza Chelemaisa. He's against changing. Even though he goes, take a look yourself, in the Teferas Yisrael and the Mishnah. What I want to add is this. There were those, especially the Naram Sheikh, he was a Talmud of Sam Soita. And he himself was a Moel. He himself writes in the Tshuva, all those that say that by making Metzitza you endanger the child are liars. So he says, I am a Moel for 40 years, and he says, in my experience, I have never come across any Sakana by making Metzitza. He gives Eidus. And the Maitre, he's very Machmir. Just a second, let me first finish. He writes, he goes as far as to say that if a Moel refuses to make Metzitza the test, then he cannot be a Moel. And he even in one place, I think it's similar, many Ungarische Rabbanim wrote on this. I forget exactly which one it was, but one of them writes that if the choice is, if the family will tell you, we do not want you to make Metzitza the test, and otherwise we don't make the bris altogether, then you shouldn't make the bris. Some of them are Machmir very far. Anyway, I forgot to mention, see, the shayla of making Metzitza per nap is really totally in this Chakira. If Metzitza is part of the Tzolchei Hamila, and you may say something that the Mishnah has it and the Gemara has it, then maybe Taki you should not change. But if you say if it's only because of the Pua and Sakana, and we can do it another way and there is no Sakana, like the Samsaita says, if the doctors say that by drawing it out through some other means, the Sakana is gone, so Enochinami, that's fine. So let me finish with this. Now, Pilotinsky himself is inclined to be Maple. I'll first tell you the facts. He quotes many Rabbanim until our own time who were Maple and not to require Metzitza B'Peh. Now, the Rav once mentioned to us that Rav Chaim already in Bris had a meeting with all the Moyalim where he instructed them not to make Metzitza B'Peh. Because it was discovered sometimes children are infected from the Moel to avoid any shash, Rav Chaim already also was of the opinion not to make Metzitza B'Peh. Furthermore, listen carefully, the Shaila was also sent to Rabbi Yitzchak Elkanah. And it started with Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch. Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch, who was himself, as you know, fighting before, was for Metzitza B'Peh, not to make any change. But in his time there was a Chumer Moel, a doctor, who made a special tube to make the Metzitza with. And at that time, Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch wrote the Shaila to Rabbi Yitzchak Elkanah, asking him if the tube is called, if it's mutter to use it, and is it also considered like Metzitza B'Peh. But Rav Sham Shimrat will hurt himself, held that Avada Gevir, you have to make Metzitza B'Peh. You shouldn't change the old minik. But he claimed he was against using a sponge or gauze or whatever. But he timed it using a tube, a glass tube or whatever tube he used. That is Metzitza B'Peh. And this became the minik in Frankfurt am Main. And Rav Yitzchok Elchanan and okay this. And the Rav Pirotinsky quotes that from letters and others, this became the minhag in Litton in many places. And as I said, the Rav quoted Rav Chaim. I don't think the Rav did not tell us what Rav Chaim did use, whether he used a tube or something else. He didn't say, I don't know. All I remember distinctly is the Rav said the same Rav Chaim, that Rav Chaim was told the Mohalim not to make Metzitza B'Peh. And now, let me just finish. Now, today, because of AIDS, as you all know, the sakana for the moel and for the child. You never know. I mean, especially many children, it's impossible to know. So many more of them are partially afraid to make mitzvah to the test. They are afraid for themselves, it's both not to endanger anyone. Both parties could be in danger. You don't know what you don't know. You know, many times it's not possible to determine. So because of this, especially in our times, many are saying to do away with Metzitza B'Peh. Now, you see, when you read over what Rav Pirotinsky describes, you'll see that these, the Rabbanim that were Meikle, they weren't a stammer that were Meikle just like that. I mean, they went through the sugyot, and they thought about it a lot, and they came to this conclusion. Now, since this is not a new shayla, if already the Samseita discussed it, about 200 years ago, the Samseita was Meikle. And there's a whole list of Rabbanim that are Meikle, and especially today, because of AIDS, it's a bigger danger. So there's no need really to make Metzitza B'Peh. Those that are Meikle are certainly within their right to Meikle. This seems to be the better way of, as a matter of fact, it's, I mean, I cannot, I'm not the place to put down such a rule. But it's mistabra that it would be better not to make Metzitza B'Peh. Certainly, you may rely on all these poskim, including the translator, that you don't have to make Metzitza B'Peh. But the emes, there are cloud, the emes is, it's better to avoid it. And I saw even Rav Tzita Sasank has a tube on it. He allows the tube. He doesn't discuss the art. I don't know if he's Dafkin, if he's Dafkin means the tube and not gauze. He just says you don't have to make Metzitza B'Peh. He also makes the point, make sure that those, he says that when you use the tube, you have to know how to use it, because if you don't know how to do it, you may not actually draw out the dam. But the interesting point is those that say to use the tube, they say that is considered Metzitza B'Peh. So therefore today it is better not to make Metzitza B'Peh. Especially look at Rav Chaim already had this minute. He quotes that the Chazanish was also asked on this. Rav Pirotinsky quotes from the Chazanish, and the Chazanish is also of the opinion that you do not have to make Metzitza B'Peh. Again, I don't remember if he quotes which method the Chazanish preferred, but there I mentioned enough names from the Gedolim, from the times of Sanfeita until our own times that are Meikle. So that's good enough. Rav Henkinai doesn't discuss it. And I tried to find out exactly about Rav Moshe. I asked the Moel that was now Rav Moshe's aimic for. And he told me Rav Moshe never gave him a straight answer. He never could find out the truth. I asked Rav Tendler too. Rav Tendler, I did not tell me exactly what, it wasn't clear. He indicated that the son of Rav Moshe would not have been massive, but I was very careful. I was interested in this. I could not find out from anyone. I know people who are very close to him. Anyway, I spoke to the Moel. I know he's a cousin of Rav Moshe, and he is now all of Rav Moshe's aimless. And Rav Moshe was present, so he told me the following. The Der HaKlal, he made me teach him to say on Rav Moshe's aimless, except for one. And not because of his sickness, but it was the case, one of the aimless, the Brit was in the hospital. And the hospital rules that have had, they make you wear a little mask, and anyway, they did not allow. It was under the supervision of the hospital, not that the child would have a sickness. And he asked Rav Moshe, what we do with the Metzitza B'Peh? So Rav Moshe said, okay, don't do Metzitza B'Peh. He thought, he told them all, It was Rav Shit. He's a cousin of Rav Moshe. He is Mal. He lives a block away from me. So he told me he could never find, Rav Moshe never gave him a clear answer. So he says, I cannot tell you what Rav Moshe held, but I'm just mentioning this Agafusa. The most important point is that we have enough poskim, especially if some sefer was made for. But certainly today we do not, if there's Fatih, if Ramishap is a Pikulat Nefesh, take a Shaila, not to endanger the Moloch. They claim, Rav Zimmerman told me that he knows of one Moloch that became his age because of. He became sick from making a difference. So if one case is enough, you don't have to wait for more. Now, one more shayla that I want to discuss. I want to mention one thing, which is not too much. I'll mention it very quickly. You know, I'm a new Indian. You know, there's machlokes Rambam and Rashi about Bnei Keturah. I just want to mention this quickly. The Bnei Keturah Mukhlis and Mila. Rashi Shita is it only means the six children meant to Mukhlis. The Rambam Shita Mukhlis and Mokhlis is it means all the Arabs. All the descendants of the Bnei Keturah. And the Rambam Tatsun Sotten, all the Arabs today are Mukhlis and Mukhlis. Except there's no Pchir. Just a second. The Mincha Pchiruch is the Chadesh that even according to the Rambam they would not have Pchir. Why? But the Gemara says in Yevamos Priyas Allah from Moshe Messina. It was given, and Avraham Avinu did not have Priyas. Since the Arabs, they take the Din Yivah from Avraham Avinu, and by Avraham Avinu there was no Priyas, they also would not have Priyas, and the Shagash Aryeh has the same conclusion. So, the Mincha Priyas has, I don't have time to go over everything, but there are many beautiful Mincha Priyas on this. The Mincha Priyas, the Shagash Aryeh also, the Shaila is, can an Arab make a brit for a Yid? The Minchas Chinuch thought it was a topic. Some say yes, because since they are a Suvan and Yimut, so it's not like a Goy. But some, so the Minchas Chinuch says, in the Shagasariya that he has, since they don't have Kriya, so therefore it's not the same Ban Kriya, but the Minchas Chinuch remains with a topic. The interesting point is, the Shagasariya asks from Isaac McCaskin, and the Rambam says, that one from Chayrish came and he was Mabalba all the Yuchtin all the time, we don't know who is who. So the Rambam says, not only are the Bnei Keturah Mukhiyas in Liva, that is often the Rambam is nothing, but all the Arabs. Since we don't know who is who, so all, not only, because of the suffix, all of them are Mukhiyas in Liva. So the Shagat Aya asks, and I'm making it very short, what kind of Shaila is this? You got what's the right? And if you go by the right, the Fakir, since the Bnei Keturah got mixed up with all the other nations, so by the right would mean that none of them require leaving. And the Shagasari himself is inclined to Paskin like this, but even with the Rambam Paskin, that the Bnei Keturah, all the descendants of the but one Samchir has mixed up all the nations, as the Gemara says in tradition, so he's inclined to say, the Shagasari himself is inclined to Paskin like Rashi, but it is even according to the Rambam, what to do with right? So interestingly enough, in the Chachinuch Polkin, the Yehud and others, an interesting concept that by Goyim, there is no halakha Polkin Acharos. Take a look, the Chachinuch has a whole discussion on this. I don't have time to go over this. Okay, let me just finish with one thing, which I want to emphasize to you, which is Nogeya, not only what we did in Hilfe, Mila and Jesus, but it's Nogeya many things for I enjoyed giving this shiurim, and I saw many of you were looking up, and some of you were discussing it with me privately. I just want to make a general observation, which has nothing to do specifically with this. But I know that many of you showed me various articles, or referred me to articles about Jesus, about Mila, and this. I just want to say a general word. I said it to some of you privately. I just want to point out what I think is a very simple point. You see, when you read these articles by people who are not really, they're not, some of them I never heard of, and even some that I did hear of, they're not people who got Tuscan, they're not, even, not, as I told you many times, not every Roth is a Pesach. There's always none that, certain people are Isaac and Shach. But the Roth told us many times, when it was very difficult to get a Shach out of the Roth, very difficult. When we asked in Cyrus, Yeah, no, he never did, very often he did not give us a straight answer. And very often he said himself, I'm not a patient. You ask from even of the Rav from, anyway, at least in my days it was like this. He used to say it many times. Now the Rav could talk in a shayla, but the mindset, he wasn't Oisek in it, so he many times told me, when I would bother him, go ask for Moshe. Now, so certainly if the Rav was Oisek to talk in a shayla, he did talk in a shayla. I mean, the Rav obviously is capable of talking in a shayla. But the mindset, he didn't undertake it all the time. So he was not Oisek in this Indian. So certainly not every Rav, and certainly if someone who is not even a Rav, is capable of, even though he can write an article on the discussing and quoting various opinions, I mean, you shouldn't take it that serious. Why do I say it? I noticed, you all know this, what I just said. I think it's an obvious point. But the main thing you should know, once you get used to get your information from written articles, just articles, not even in private journals sometimes, supplements of it has a hash for you. You pick up a piece of information and you take it seriously. It could be in such that opinion is not even taken into consideration. The only way you can talk in a shayla is not by somebody opening up a yavadaya. A real posek means, a real bal hayra means someone who begins with the gemara and holds it on the sukkah and goes through all the details until he goes to the shulchan aruch. If you want to take a shortcut to halacha, it's like a leader dies on halacha. That's not the way to talk in shayla. I mean, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying this to criticize you. I'm just telling you a simple fact that is the right way. I mean, I know you don't mean anything bad, but if you just you're curious, you come across a nice article and you read. There's nothing wrong per se with doing that, but you should know in your mind that you should not use that information in one way or another to pass in a shayla. To pass in a shayla, it must come from svarim that are geared to pass in a shayla. Just like you cannot pass in a shayla if you learn a kreis. Now the kreis is a good source, right? The kreis is not a safer of stuff, unless sometimes the kreis does pass in. So then, if the kreis has a secret kreis on the shop or this and that, it's a nice secret kreis, but you don't pass in based on a secret kreis. So certainly, if you cannot pass him from a choice, or even from a gemara, certainly you don't pass him based on some article written by people who are not even into Pesach Halacha altogether. Okay, anyway, I wish you well, and I hope you go over more information than what we have done, and I think you should be very glad to make many, many bris.